CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a column of Fox News, a column much on Fox Business. The debate season begins summer 2023. That's now. So we're looking at something that's imminent. Liz tells me there is a tradition that incumbent presidents do not enter into debates. However, I note, Liz, there are candidates in the Democratic Party now that are polling. One of them is a Kennedy, polling very well for his anti-war remarks. And now we have the very famous Professor Cornel West saying that he will get in. And Ms. Williamson is already in. Do you expect those three, and if they're joined by any other voices, to enter into some kind of presentation on, it would be easy enough in a podcast or a video?
Yeah, I think that's very likely. Interestingly, a poll came out last month saying that 79% of Democrats who voted for Biden would like to see primary debates. Well, why is that? Because people are not confident that Biden can hold his own on the debate stage. Biden's not confident he can hold his own on the debate stage, so he won't do it, I'm sure. But RFK Jr. Is standing at 20% in the polls, which is pretty astonishing given what I consider a pretty limited bare-bones campaign so far. And I think that's enough to force some kind of debate, whether, as you say, it's just the people vying for this nomination as a, and not doesn't include Joe Biden. They'll probably come up with something. Remember that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez became a representative by having a debate against her opponent, a longstanding Democrat incumbent who refused to debate. So she had a chair and like a hat on the chair or something and pretended to debate him. Well, they could do the same thing with Biden. It would be extremely humiliating, but I think he'd probably prefer that to actually showing up. On the Republican side, we have an equally interesting situation in that former President Trump has said he doesn't really want to debate. No one asked him about the timing. By the way, it's less than 12 weeks away, so it actually is coming up rather soon. But on the other hand, 79% of people who voted for Trump want him to participate in debates. And that's going to be a challenge for him, I think, because you have some extremely sharp guys like Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, others who are going to be tough on the debate stage. And yes, he can be very blustery and powerful, but I don't think he comes across with quite the charm that he had in 2016. So I think it's a challenging thing for him. I don't think it works for him to skip them, but it also is kind of his to lose if he participates. So interesting thing, interesting event coming up.
What is striking to me is how little we know of the other candidates because Mr. Trump has dominated the Republican Party in the headlines for years. 2015 till now, he's always there. Now it might be that's how you get hits online. I understand people are surviving out there as journalists. At the same time, Liz, we need to know a lot more about DeSantis and Scott. We have just one take of each. For example, Mr. DeSantis, in his opening statement about running for president, did not speak to Ukraine and avoids the topic. We need to know much more about him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's right. And that's what these debates are for. I'm sure DeSantis would be asked about that because that was considered sort of one of his early missteps is that he talked about it as a regional conflict, aware, I think, that there's a pretty big part of the Republican Party that is not very excited about the war in Ukraine and the amount of money that we're sending over there to an allegedly very corrupt country. And it is also the case, kind of going back to a longstanding feud that Trump had with the EU and with NATO, I don't think the NATO countries are really pulling their weight on this conflict and giving as much as we are. And you kind of have to say, why not? Right. I mean, it's at their doorstep. So anyway, I agree with you. And I think there's some questions people want to know about these candidates. That's why you have debates.
On the day of June 6, 1944, 2023, Mr. DeSantis and other candidates, we need to know what you believe about the future in Europe. For example, how about tearing up a dam and flooding a whole river valley? What do you make of that? Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, of Fox News, of much on Fox Business.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.